he embodied the character not only on camera, but off camera. And he only responded to his character's name. For the movie In the Name of the Father, Day-Lewis lost 50 pounds and spent 3 days in solitary confinement without water. For his role as a man with cerebral palsy who could only use his left foot, Day-Lewis lived like the character offset, getting carried or wheelchaired, and was hand-fed all his meals. During the filming of Gangs of New York, which was set in 19th century New York, Day-Lewis caught pneumonia because he insisted on wearing period-specific clothing. He then refused to take modern medicine and almost died as a result. "That is crazy," we exclaim. And yet many of us have spent our lives embodying roles that are not our true identities. We have lost track of what ultimate reality is. Humans have been wearing emotional masks since we exited the Garden of Eden. We try on identities, attempting to discover one where we find affirmation, peace, and security. We put on masks of vocation, role, and achievement, hoping to find the contentment we desperately long for. No matter how many masks we put on, happiness eludes us. Rates of depression and suicide have never been higher. Marriages fail at alarming rates. More individuals in the United States have substance addictions than those who have cancer. The happiness our masks promise remains out of reach for most. How then can we find happiness? How can we be at peace? We believe the answer is found in two words: true identity. Who are you? Wait a minute. Haven't we already tried to find happiness through identity? In 1992, Robin Williams, voicing Genie, coaxed Aladdin, "Remember, be yourself." Nearly 30 years later, amid a culture steeped in a be-yourself philosophy, we are more lost than ever. We've tried to be ourselves through our relationships, our careers, our parenting, our sexuality, and our patriotism. Genie's advice has failed. This isn't because we have neglected to live out of the admonition, but because we never understood who we are. We have substituted false identities for our true identities. As a counselor, Angel, and pastor, John, we've had hundreds of conversations with those who struggle to understand their purpose and find happiness. It's not surprising that few of those who are struggling can satisfactorily answer the most basic question: who are you? We invite you to stop right now. Don't listen to another word. Answer that question: who are you? When you take off the masks, what is there? Write it down on a piece of paper. We'll return to your answer later. How we talk to ourselves. Modern science has confirmed the power of replacing negative self-talk with positive affirmations. Studies have shown that the practice of making daily affirmations decreases stress, increases the amount of time exercising, and may even lower the risk for cardiovascular disease. When Angel and I read these studies, we were surprised by the verifiable impact of positive self-affirmations. But we also question the way positive affirmations are taught and used. Our culture tells us to replace negative self-talk with affirmations based not in our identities in Christ, but in our aspirations. Secular therapists and coaches help clients recognize negative self-talk. You might identify with some of these thoughts. I'm so ugly. I'll always be fat. I'll never get a promotion. I hate myself. I'm such a loser. This is going to fail. Everyone leaves me out. No one thinks I can do this. I am the problem. I am dirty. According to these therapists and coaches, the next step is to replace this harmful self-talk with positive statements. Those statements might sound like the following: I am beautiful. I enjoy exercising. I will create opportunities for myself. I love who I am. I am successful. I love defying the odds. I am valued. I believe in myself. Cruise down the self-help aisle in Barnes & Noble, and you'll be sure to find a title promising you that your life will be changed by actualizing your effervescent, perfectly capable self. Does that make anyone else uncomfortable? Angel and I are allergic to this model of positive self.